Hi, this is Laura Sims, storyteller, and I'll be telling you stories from all over the world. The name of this story is Delgadina. It's a fairy tale from Chile. Delgadina was beautiful. Her skin was dark, her eyes were brown, her hair shone black. She was a hidden jewel. She lived alone with her mother, halfway between the coal forests and the mountains of Chile. One day, Delgadina found a tiny red snake at the edge of the forest, and she took it home. She made a box for the snake, she fed him, and slipped it under the bed. And the very next day, when Delgadina looked at the snake, it had grown 3 times its size. "My little red snake, how quickly you grow," said Delgadina. Every single day, the snake grew bigger and bigger until it filled the whole room where Delgadina slept, and she had to stay with her mother. "My little red snake, how big you grow," said Delgadina. But the snake continued to grow. Delgadina's mother said to her, "My daughter, this snake is too big to stay in the house. You must tell it to go and live in the forest." So Delgadina led the red snake into the forest, and she watched it crawl through the mouth of a cave. Yet Delgadina continued to visit the snake, and she fed him, and the snake grew bigger and bigger and bigger. "My little red snake, how you grow," said Delgadina. One day Delgadina's mother said, "My daughter, we are too poor to continue feeding the snake. You must tell it to go and live in the ocean." So Delgadina sadly went to the mouth of the cave, and she called out, "My little red snake!" And the large red snake lumbered and slithered and came to the mouth of the cave and said, "Delgadina, what do you want?" "My little friend, my mother says that you must go and live in the ocean. We are too poor to continue to feed you. How I will miss you." The snake said,
"Delgadina, I will miss you too. How I have grown to love you. But your mother is right. It is time for me to go. Let me give you a gift. Take your hands and rub them on my eyes 3 times.
Delgadina did as the snake bid her do.
1, 2, 3. Now, Delgadina, take your hands and rub them together. And shake your fingers. Whenever you wash and shake your fingers dry, golden coins will fall from your hands, and you will want for nothing again."
Delgadina thanked the snake. She kissed it goodbye, and she watched it lumber and turn as it moved away in the distance to the ocean. Now Delgadina grew up. And she grew more beautiful, and her heart grew even kinder. And she and her mother grew rich, but they were good, and whoever asked them for anything, they gave it. Now there was a king living not far from Delgadina's house, and he was looking for a wife. And he heard about Delgadina, the beautiful girl who could shake gold from her fingers, whose heart was so kind, and he thought, "This was the kind of a girl who would make a good queen." But he didn't know Delgadina's mother, and he wondered how he could meet her. There was an old woman living in the kingdom. She was really a witch. But she came before the king, and she said to him,
"I know Delgadina's mother very well, and I could bring the girl to you. You must give me a golden coach with four white horses, a dress made of diamonds and pearls, and I will bring Delgadina to you.
The king didn't know that she was a witch, and so he gave her whatever she asked for. The old woman had a bony, ugly daughter, and she had no intention of marrying Delgadina to the king. She wanted her own daughter to marry the king. So she dressed her bony, ugly girl in the beautiful dress of diamonds and pearls, and she sat her in the golden carriage. She shut the door and drove off to Delgadina's house. Delgadina's mother saw this beautiful shining carriage with the four white horses approach, and she knew it must come from the king. And the old woman climbed down and said,
"The king would like to marry Delgadina."
Delgadina's mother was pleased. She had Delgadina dress in her finest clothing, and she prepared to go along with her. But the old woman said,
"Oh, we'll come back for you in a few days."
So Delgadina alone climbed in the carriage and, weeping, bid her mother goodbye. The old woman locked the door, climbed up in front of the carriage, whipped the horses, and rode off as fast as she could. In a little while, Delgadina realized they were not riding in the direction of the kingdom, but they were riding up the winding road right over the cliffs that overlooked the ocean. Delgadina looked next to her, and there sat the bony, ugly girl in the dress of diamonds and pearls. She began to knock at the window for the old woman to stop. But the old woman did not heed her and rode faster and faster until they came to the highest cliffs and the carriage stopped. Then the old woman climbed down, opened the door, and grabbed Delgadina, and with her long fingernails she tore out Delgadina's eyes and threw her into the ocean. Then the old witch wiped the blood from her hands with the sand, climbed back on the carriage, and drove her daughter to the king's palace. Now everyone in the kingdom was ready for a wedding. There were banners and music, a great feast, and a red rug was laid down from the palace to the road where the carriage would come. But who stepped out of the carriage? But the witch's bony, ugly daughter. When the king saw her, he thought, "Is that Delgadina?" And on second thought, he said to himself, "Well, if her heart is kind, and she can shake gold from her fingers, I will marry her." He said to that bony, ugly girl, "Well, why don't you wash your hands before we get married?" But the witch's girl was clever, and she said,
"I never wash before morning."
So the king had to marry her. And oh, by morning, he couldn't stand the sight of her. And he watched her wash her hands in hopes that if she didn't shake gold from her fingers, he could prove she was a phony and be rid of her. The witch's girl went to the well. She washed her hands and shook her fingers dry. And no gold fell from her hands. And the king sat back and thought, "Good, now I can be rid of her." But that clever girl stormed right into the room, and she said to the king,
"I spent one night with you, and look what happened. I lost all my magic, and now I'm stuck."
The king was speechless. I know you must be wondering what happened to Delgadina. Her body was washed ashore on an island, and a shepherd found her. He washed the blood from her face and took her home. Delgadina was blind. She lay ill for many, many days, and finally when she awoke, she was so heartbroken she wouldn't tell her name or from where she had come. The shepherd cared for her, and as best she could, she cared for him. But each morning and each evening, she would go down to the shore, look out in the direction she imagined her mother lived, and she would sing. I wish I could go home again, my mother I would see. For she is very far away, somewhere across the sea. One day, as Delgadina sat singing, she heard a tumult in the waves, and she heard a familiar voice.
Oh, Delgadina, I heard your sad song across the sea. Whatever has happened to you?
Delgadina reached out, and she touched the face of her friend. My little red snake, how glad I am to hear your voice. And she told him the story of all that had passed. The red snake said,
Delgadina, I can make you better. Take your hands and rub them on my eyes 3 times. 1, 2, 3. Now press your hands on your own eyes.
Delgadina did just as the snake bid her do.
Now, Delgadina, lift your hands from your eyes.
And Delgadina lifted her hands. She opened her eyes, and she could see again. The snake said,
Now, Delgadina, go to the shepherd, wash your hands, and shake him a pile of gold to last him all his life.
Delgadina bid the shepherd goodbye, and she told him the whole story of her life, and the shepherd thanked her for the gold and said goodbye. Delgadina came to the shore again. She climbed on the back of the snake, and he carried her across the ocean to her mother's home. And when Delgadina and her mother saw one another, they laughed and they cried, so happy they were to be together again. Several weeks passed, and the king heard that the real Delgadina had returned. He would have preferred to marry her and be rid of that bony, ugly girl. But it's not easy to get rid of a witch's daughter. Finally, he thought of a plan. He decided to hold a feast in honor of his bony, ugly wife and invite every single person in all of Chile. And they would cook the greasiest chicken in the world. And there would be no towels by the well, so everyone who washed their hands would have to shake their fingers dry. And she who shook her fingers and gold fell from her hands would be the true Delgadina, and he would marry her. Everybody came to the feast, and the witch's daughter was pleased to have a party in her honor. And Delgadina and her mother came as well. Everyone, including the soldiers and the guards, ate greasy chicken, and everybody washed their hands and shook their fingers dry. When Delgadina shook her fingers, gold fell from her hands, but the only ones who saw it were the king and the witch's girl. Now the king was glad, for indeed the minute he had set eyes on Delgadina, he had fallen in love with her. But the witch's daughter was angry. The witch said to her daughter,
We better get out of here as fast as we can, but let's not go empty-handed. Why, let's get that golden carriage and fill it with treasures and take that dress of diamonds and pearls.
And so they went and they filled the carriage. The king saw it, but believe me, he didn't care about his riches, for he loved Delgadina. The guards didn't see, because they were busy eating chicken. Now the witch and the witch's girl got in the carriage filled with gold and rode away as fast as they could. The king was so glad to be rid of them, he stamped his foot on the ground 3 times, and the earth shook, and the sound of the earth shaking woke up the snake that was sleeping in the ocean not far from the palace, and he looked up, and he saw the witch and the witch's daughter riding down the road. So he burrowed a hole underneath the earth and made a tunnel, and he slithered along below the ground until he came directly under their carriage, and then he wiggled and tumbled and turned and blew them right up. So the witch and the witch's daughter were never seen or heard of again. And the king married the real Delgadina. Now they ruled with kindness and with wealth. But when they had a problem that they couldn't solve, the king and Delgadina would stamp on the ground 3 times. And then the snake would come up out of the ocean, and Delgadina would place a small red crown on his head. They would ask him the question, and the snake would answer. So Delgadina and the king and the snake ruled with wisdom, with wealth, and with kindness, and they all lived happily ever after.